We'll do it live!
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. I know a lot of you working your asses off out there. Some of you have two and three jobs. And when you get home, you want to enjoy yourself. How do you lose reality when you get home? Especially for guys who are, you know, you got kids and you got a wife. And you sit in that parking lot and you got to smoke a joint. You got to take a couple pills, maybe some vodka. Or for people that just slide into the house and have to lose reality instantly once they get home, or else it's going to drive you crazy. We all have bills to pay. Everybody has, paying through the roof in car insurance, health insurance. You got your mortgage. Perhaps you're paying rent. You got a couple of kids in private school. A friend of mine who's an accountant said his business is filled with couples that are making $250,000 to $300,000 a year and just getting by. Just getting by. So how do you lose the edge, and what do you have to do to lose it before you slide into that house? Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. There's also a lot of single parents out there, single mom, single dad. You work your ass off all day, doing whatever you do. I don't know what your job is. And then you go home and, you know, you got two kids to deal with as well. And it seems like the chores and the obligations never, ever end. Sunday goes into Monday, into Tuesday, into Wednesday. You never get a break. But once you hit that driveway and you slide into that house, you lose reality. And how do you do that? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. We got an interesting email from a guy who lives in Newport Beach, Costa Mesa area. And he says he drives home every night and listens to this station, the last part of Tom and the first part of this show here. And he buys a fifth of vodka and downs a fifth of vodka and a large orange juice before he slides through that door. And I understand that. I'm not going to call the guy, an alcoholic or a drug addict or anything like that, because I really don't use those terms much anymore. Because who's to say who's an alcoholic or a drug addict? Does a guy who smoke a joint every day, is that guy a drug addict? Does a guy who has three or four beers when he gets home, is he an alcoholic? Who knows? But who cares? You know, this term, there's such negative terms. And, you know, perhaps a guy does have three or four beers when he gets home. But he's kicking ass, you know. He's got kids. He's working. He's paying the bills. He's not out, until midnight getting hammered with the guys. Just enjoys himself, you know. And I understand that. When you got kids, they're a lot easier to deal with when you have a beer or two. And I remember back when I was a kid growing up, and I'd spend almost every single summer in Cleveland, Ohio with my grandparents. And my grandfather's job was to work at a place called U-Guide. And his job was to fill huge, like 500-gallon propane tanks with propane. And these guys were smoking while they were working. These guys didn't give a rat's ass. There wasn't any Cal OSHA or any regulations. They just said, please don't try not to blow the whole building up while you guys work. And every time my grandfather came home, he was probably in his late 60s, early 70s, and he had all six grandchildren for the entire summer. God bless those two. Now that I think about it, all six kids for the entire summer, and they loved it. But every single day my grandfather came home, he'd sit in his chair, and he would say, first kid to bring me a Stroh's, you get yourself a little hit off it, a little Dixie cup full. And I was usually the first one to grab my grandfather a beer. And he sat there and drank that Stroh's. The first one went down pretty quickly. And you could see all the stress come off the guy and, lose whatever he had to deal with at work, and now six grandchildren at home. And he loved just sitting in that chair, watching his news or watching his programs and drinking that beer. And I don't call those people alcoholics. I call those people my friends. All right. What do you got to do when you get home to lose the edge, man? And what are you losing it from? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Anya in Santa Ana, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How you doing?
Pretty good. How you doing?
All right, baby. What's up with you?
Nothing. I was just calling in. Never listened to your show before, so this is the first time, and I was listening to this, to your topic you got going on here, and I got to smoke at least one joint before I can walk through the door.
Good for you. Now, how old? Can you turn your radio down just a little bit?
Oh, sorry about that.
That's
okay.
Cool. That's cool. First time caller and first time listener.
Yes.
You know what? You were almost a long time caller, first time listener.
Almost.
Yeah. Hey, so what stations you listen to? You're 23 years old. You probably listen to music?
Don't really listen to the radio too much, but when I do, it usually is 97.1. I'm just not usually in the car this late at night.
Oh, I see. All right, congratulations, baby.
Look at that.
All right, and I hate to make you sound young or me old, but you're 23 years old?
Yes.
You were 11 when I started working here.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That always sort of fascinates me. You were 11, 10 years old when I first started here.
So was I.
You were too. Yeah, how old are you, Randy? You're 23?
I just turned 23. So
all right, so you were 10 years old.
When you first started the show with Steckler, I was in the sixth grade.
Yeah, I was sitting next to you.
Oh, that's so classic, man. All right, so you got to smoke a joint when you get home?
At least one. I got my 17-year-old sister and a 1-year-old daughter, and I got a boyfriend, so I have to balance it out somehow.
Jesus Christ.
I got to keep my sanity.
What kind of decisions have you made for yourself here, baby?
What kind of decision?
Well, you got yourself. Is it your daughter or your kid?
I have a 1-year-old, and then I also have my sister.
All right. You're 23.
Yes.
All right. And were you married when you had the 1-year-old?
No, we're not married. We've been together forever, but, you
know. Oh, I see. So he's the guy that you still live with?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So you're not traipsing around. The guy's still in the kid's life?
Absolutely.
All right, that's pretty cool. And does your husband smoke or your boyfriend smoke too?
We have to. With a teenager in the house and a baby, I don't think there's any way around it.
Yeah. How did the girl get thrown into your house?
She was getting into too much trouble in school and too many fights in the neighborhood where she was living. So
right.
I brought her to my house where she doesn't know even the neighbors.
Okay.
So,
a fresh start for her.
Oh, absolutely.
Has she turned her life around?
Slowly.
Yeah.
Slowly it's going to happen. I just got to keep her away from my pot.
Yeah, that's the toughest part of having a troubled 17-year-old live with you, that when they get in your stash, smoke all your weed. Now, I have a daughter that's going to be 3 years old, so I don't smoke a lot of weed because I get too paranoid. But I imagine having a child and also being on weed, it's a whole new experience.
Tolerable. The crying and stuff doesn't get to you as much.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I got lucky. My daughter very rarely cried. I think I got very lucky from what I hear, because I guess some daughters or some sons will cry for 2 or 3 years. There she goes.
Now I get cookies?
Yes, you get cookies, baby. All right, let's talk to Chuck on the 210 freeway. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you, sir?
Hey, Jim. How are we doing tonight?
All right, man. What do you got to do before you slide into that house?
I got to go to the corner gas station, buy a couple lottery scratchers, and sit there and unwind. And sometimes I win, sometimes I lose. It just does it for me.
That you sound like the commercial.
I do?
Yeah, sometimes I win, sometimes I lose.
Yeah, mostly I lose, but I mean, even if I win $3, I'm happy. It makes my day. I go home.
And how much do you buy? What do you buy, like the dollar tickets?
Not $3.
$3 tickets.
Yeah.
And what do you buy, $21 worth?
Not even. Like three of them, $9.
Oh, that's not bad. You're breezing.
Yeah. Sometimes I win. Like I said, it doesn't matter how much money I make during the day. I'm a contractor, but
right.
Just doing those tickets and winning $60 makes my day.
Yeah. My wife loves those tickets.
Oh yeah, they're addicting. It's gambling. Well, what can you do?
Yeah, I don't have the patience to. I rub too hard and I rub all the numbers off, and it's a pain in the ass.
You got to be careful. Yeah. I mean,
I imagine that you're like my wife's old car. Your car is probably filled with that gray scratch dust.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I cut my fingernail at the right angle, so I don't even need a pen.
Well, you know you got a Jones when you're manicuring your finger to enable you to scratch a lottery ticket.
It brings me luck, what can I say? So this way I can handle my four kids when I walk in the door.
How old are the kids?
21 down to 14.
Holy Christ.
Yeah.
Good for
three boys, one girl.
How old's a girl?
20, driving me crazy.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the worst. When they get that age, they know everything, right?
They at 14, they start knowing everything.
Yeah. All right. Well, you just got to, push them around a little.
Hey, love your show.
All right. Thanks, Bobo.
Hey, when are you going to have your dad on?
I don't know. Probably the next couple of weeks or so.
Love your dad. I remember him from when I was a kid.
Yeah. Well, you know what we should do is We should have my dad on next week. The Emmys are coming up.
From McCall's Navy all the way through Carol Burnett.
Yeah. The guy's still working his ass off. He'll be 75 this year.
Oh, he's hilarious. He's hilarious.
I will pass that on to him. Thanks, buddy.
Okay. Looking forward to hearing him on your show.
Excellent. We'll stay. Listen for the next couple weeks. We'll have him on the next couple weeks.
I do. I listen every night.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right,
take care. Bye-bye. All right, there he goes, everybody. Chucky's got four kids and needs to take that edge off, man, before he walks through that door.
When he's scratching that lottery ticket, all he's thinking about is, if I win, I'm taking off.
Yeah,
this is it.
But you know what? I know a lot of guys who do scratch these tickets, and it does sort of act like a joint or booze to them. There's something comforting or there's something sort of soothing about scratching those tickets. And I know a couple of dudes who have won some pretty decent money. One guy won $25,000 in Seal Beach, and he took the ticket in and to the guy and said, hey, how do I cash this without the wife finding out? And I imagine that's the same with every single guy who wins one of these tickets. How do I cash this without her finding out? Because you know she's going to take a bite out of it. You know she's going to try to sting you for $12,500, for at least half of it. Or she's going to try to tell you what to spend it on. Oh, well, you know what we need? We could use a whole new kitchen. Like, ah, F. I want to get a motorcycle and weed. Oh, ba-boom. All right, how do you lose the edge before you walk through that house? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Bill in West L.A. Bill, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Yes, hello, Jim. Thank you for taking my call. The weird thing is I do counseling. And I listen to people's problems all day, and when I hear the kind of trouble that people have and I identify with that and the connection is so real, by the end of the day, I'm spent, but I don't need to do anything to get my head back because it's just like, wow, I'm not the only one who's got, difficulties.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This has been real, and it's been genuine, and that's all right. I'm there.
Now, when you hear these problems, you're a psychiatrist or psychologist?
Yeah, psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist. All right, so you hear a lot of S every day.
Right.
Now, this is what I want to ask guys like you, because I thought about this the other day. But when you're treating somebody for, let's say, 4 or 5 years,
mm-hmm.
and you don't see them making any improvement in their life, do you consider that a personal failure or a failure on their part?
Oh, it's definitely the responsibility of the therapist.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So if you don't see anybody improving, you start blaming yourself?
Yeah. You're overlooking something then in yourself.
Is that right?
Yes.
Hmm. That's interesting. I thought, that's why I'd be a terrible psychiatrist. I always blame the other guy.
No, you're then at that point, you're having a good time with the patient, but you're not challenging them because there's something in their life that you're avoiding too.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Sounds like you're a decent guy. I went to a psychiatrist out in the valley, actually a psychologist. This was about 3 or 4 years ago, and I don't even know why I went. I think I was just, basically down and depressed. And started talking, she started talking to me about my marriage. And then I see up on her desk, she's got a picture with her and her two kids. And then she's got a picture with her and another kid. I'm like, hey, what's this picture? She goes, oh, that was a Disney World with my two kids, my first marriage. And that's at Jolly Rogers with my first marriage, or no, my second marriage with my second husband. And that's a kid from that second marriage.
Jesus Christ.
I'm like, are you still married to that guy? And she said, nah, that didn't work out. So she's been divorced twice, at least, and has three kids who don't have the father in their, vacation pictures. And she's going to tell me how to put my relationship together?
Oh, Bubba.
Let me tell you a secret from the inside, you and all the listeners. People in this field are no healthier than anybody else.
Is that right?
Sometimes they're worse. Buyer beware.
All right.
Okay?
All right, buddy. We thank you for calling. All right. Take care. All right. You heard that from a psychiatrist, that people in the business are as effed up as you are. That's pretty revealing. Makes sense. And sometimes more effed up than we are. Isn't that wild? That's like you going to a heart surgeon and you're better at heart surgery than that guy. That is real tough to swallow for a lot of people, I bet.
Makes a lot of sense, though. My brother is going into psychology and he's a nut job.
All right. How do you lose the edge and why do you have to lose it when you get home? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Brett and Paramount, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
What are you doing, Jimmy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, a couple of Ambien and a couple of beers, man. You're good to go for the rest of the night, man.
And do you take them in the driveway before you slide in there?
No, right when you get in the house.
Right when you get in. What are you dealing with at home?
At home, it's actually not so bad, dude. It's just being able to relax off a day off of work or whatever, you know?
Yeah. Now, you know, a lot of people will judge guys like you and me, who, and I'm not even sure you fall in this category, I just assume you do, but you like to get buzzed by yourself.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I think that's
buzzed with the wife. You even get buzzed with the wife.
Yeah, or buzz with the wife. But, I mean, I think a lot of people say, you know, drinking alone is a problem, and I see it as exactly the opposite. I think the healthy people are drinking alone. I think the people who need people around them when they're drinking are unhealthy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. When you hear all crazy stories about seven people going out at night and wrecking a car.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who's the crazy one?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the best thing to do is you get buzzed, you watch TV, you got no one around the house. Maybe you got a couple of dogs or cats around the house.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. You sit around with those dogs and watch that TV. You're on easy street.
Exactly. Sit down and watch the Olympics while they're on, huh?
Now, doesn't the Ambien put you to sleep?
Oh, hell yeah.
All right, so you got how long you up before you crash?
Well, it depends night to night, but pretty much anywhere between 30 minutes and an hour.
You must be a big guy. I'm going to guess your weight right now.
All right.
How tall are you?
6 foot.
You're 6 feet tall. I'm going to say you're 218.
Pretty damn close, man. Pretty damn close. I just lost some weight, and I'm about 200 right now.
That's a huge bitch!
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Well, you enjoy yourself, and don't let anyone judge you.
Yeah, for sure, man.
All right, take care, man.
You too.
All right, there he goes, everybody. Brett and Paramount, man. Everybody is doing it, and nobody should feel ashamed of it. From Paramount to Beverly Hills to Laguna Beach to Riverside, when you get home, yeah, you got to lose the edge. You know, you got to have a couple of beers or a little vodka, in this case, Ambien, maybe smoke a joint. When you get home, how do you lose that edge? 520-9710, and why do you have to lose it? Is it the job? Is it the family? Is it both? 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM.